Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is hul eie en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, krui taal, discriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word.
And once again, as we come back from the heart of 2025 festival season, celebration, traveling and social gatherings, as we know that they increased across the country. However, alongside the festivities, concerns about the alcohol consumption, reckless spending, road safety, and the link between alcohol abuse and gender-based violence says to increase also on the other side. Anyway, this afternoon, we take a closer look to some of the issues and ask critical questions about social and economic impact of alcohol use during the peak festival period. Anyway, by joining us, it says to be a social worker, Ms. Andre Vermeulen, the National Director of SANCA nationally, an NPO lent at the forefront of the alcohol and substance abuse prevention and rehabilitation in the country. With all of that being said, Ms. Vermeulen, thank you very much for joining us on this afternoon.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Let us all begin to the core of the ground as to describing what does SANCA nationally has observed in terms of the alcohol consumption, and especially when it comes to expenditure during the recent festival period. What is that saying?
Well, we've seen this all over the country, is that people really spend a lot during the festive season, not only this time, but any public holiday or any other holiday in the country like Easter as well. We see a very big increase in the consumption of alcohol, but also obviously using hard money, the money that they would have spent on essentials, they would rather spend on alcohol. So for us, this was this festive season just shows us again that we've got a very serious concern when it comes to our relationship with alcohol as South Africans, you know. So our concern is also the binge drinking that goes with it. People that normally would be social drinkers all of a sudden will engage in binge drinking activities. So I think that also is a risk, a health risk for a lot of people that binge drink, because they're not used to the alcohol and they can expose themselves to alcohol poisoning and put themselves in quite serious health situations.
Some say or argue that reckless expenditure and overconsumption during these times contributed to some of the higher rates of GBV, road accidents, and other social harms. What would you say is the assessment between these links?
Absolutely, we see that all the time as well. And I mean, we can just use COVID as an example, that during COVID we didn't see the assaults and, you know, the all the violence that goes around when it comes to people that's overconsumed alcohol. So definitely we see the very big link between them. And yes, GBV is definitely linked to it, but also road safety issues that's coming up. Definitely people driving under the influence, even one drink can affect your coordination and your ability to react fast enough. But also people walking on the street that are also intoxicated, you know. So it's all of that is a great concern for us as a country.
Quite a very interesting interview which we had just prior year is that a lobby group called for a raising the legal age to purchase and consume the alcohol to be between the age of 21 and 23. What would you say is your organization's perspective on this proposal? Do you think it would reduce some of the harmful consumption and mere of also some of the businesses to take responsibility to some of the turnouts?
Yes. Yes, so this is all strategies our country is trying to implement to reduce it, because we are one of the highest consumption countries in the world when it comes to alcohol. So definitely one of the strategies is also advertising, you know, the alcohol advertising, to limit that and to regulate that more. But also the to increase the legal age of 21. And they're basing this on research that's been done in other countries. And you can take America, for example, where people can drive at 16, but they can't drink or drink alcohol till they're 21. And that reduced their road fatalities, for instance, you know. So, because if you think about our South African community, at 18 you get your driver's license, at 18 you're allowed to legally drink, and that is a lethal combination on our roads.
Mm. And with all of that being said, on the other side, one would say also that this raising of ages does not automatically change the behavior, but rather that education and enforcement are said to be important.
Absolutely.
What would you say?
Absolutely, I can't agree with you more. Like, that is the key. You know, you can have as many regulations as you want, and we see that in our country. We've got the best legislations and acts and everything that governs and regulates us. But if we don't change consumer behavior, you know, if we don't educate people, let people take personal responsibility for themselves, we're never going to beat this, you know, just not on a policy level only. It needs to go back to our communities as well. And also starting young with education. Don't wait too long, you know. So we already believe that even in primary schools, we need to start building our children to be resilient to alcohol and drugs. You know, so starting very young is the key.
Mm. And looking ahead, what gives you hope that tackling alcohol-related harms in our society, and what are some of the positive changes that you would like to see, especially on the following festival or festivity season?
I would love to see more parents being good role models to their children, you know, and really spending time with their children in a constructive way, doing games, you know, connecting with your children, because parents are disconnected from their children. They are just in survival mode. You know, they live from hand to mouth, a lot of them. They've got a lot of their own mental health problems and other social and financial problems. So really, for me, it's a family time, and really giving our children the opportunity to bond again with us as adults in healthy ways without the alcohol.
And let us come to Asanka, as we know that it is one of the leading organizations that are helping when it comes to alcoholism and drug dependency. How would you guys come in, especially for those who are not exposed to you, and trying to get some of the assistance in terms of limitations when it comes to alcohol, or because rather it would never end, but rather prevent themselves not to be using excessively?
I think the one thing one can do is to find a good support system for yourself. So if you're not close to one of our centers, because I know your area where you are is not easy accessible, you know, to treatment in Upington or Kimberley, or even in, we've got a clinic in Lurisfontein, and we've also got one in Bosmansberg. But it's very far from where you are situated and your listeners are situated. So I would say find a very good support system, whether it will be part of a church group or an individual that you trust, and really talk to them about it. And there's many online courses that you can attend. You can also attend NA and AA sessions online now as well, which makes it easily available, where you are able to get that help and self-help for yourself, if you're not able to reach one of the professional services that's available.
That brings us to the end of this conversation this afternoon. I'd like to thank you, Ms. Andre Vermilion, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and have a good afternoon and a blessed new year for all your listeners.
And you too, there.